You have tuned into the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics that Attorney Deborah Katz confirmed May 15th that Charlotte Bennett, a former aide to Governor Andrew Cuomo, has received a subpoena as part of the state attorney general's investigation into the allegations of sexual harassment leveled against the governor. The New York Times reported that Bennett, along with three women who accused Cuomo of sexual harassment or inappropriate behavior, have all been ordered to appear. The subpoenas indicate the investigation is entering a new stage. At the same time, a separate impeachment probe of Cuomo by the Democratic-led Assembly is ongoing. Lawmakers are reviewing the administration's reporting of nursing home fatalities, the use of government aides to help the governor write a book last year, and the construction of the Tappan Zee Bridge replacement project. Bennett reported that Cuomo made unwanted advances and would say inappropriate things to her in the workplace. She indicated an eagerness to speak with investigators. Cuomo has denied any wrongdoing. Read more about this story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Columbia County Board of Supervisors has unanimously taken a position against the proposed Shepherd's Run solar project in Copaic. The board adopted a resolution stating that county officials are opposed to the construction of a 360-acre, 60-megawatt installation on agricultural land in the hamlet of Craryville. Hecuti Energy, the developer behind the proposed project, announced last month it would be moving the project forward using a new siting process called 94C. Quote, "I'm very grateful to the Board of Supervisors' support of Copaic and their strong opposition to both the project as currently envisioned and the violation of home rule which recent legislation represents," unquote, Copaic Town Supervisor Jenny Mettler said in a statement. The board cited the loss of prime farmland and natural resources, displacement of native and endangered wildlife and birds, degradation of rural viewsheds, and a major thoroughfare to the Taconic State Park, Catamount Mountain Resort, the hamlets of Hillsdale, Copaic, and neighboring Berkshires as the rationale behind its decision. Darren Johnson of the advocacy group Sensible Solar for Rural New York thanked the board for its vote. Quote, "There must be a reasonable and real balance between our state's fight against climate change and respecting the zoning laws, natural resources, and agricultural-centric economies of rural New York," unquote, he said. Hecuti Energy project developer Alex Campbell said he hopes the company and the town can find a middle ground solution that works for all concerned. Read more about the story at HudsonValley360.com. Melanie Lukosovic is reporting for Columbia Green Media that preliminary plans for a new warehouse and light industrial park on Route 9W in the town of New Baltimore were presented to the town planning board last week. Albany-based engineer Dan Hirschberg outlined the plan that includes the construction of five warehouses to store products and space for light industrial work, such as product assembly. The company making the application is owned by principals in Long Island and Westchester County and is called U.S. Route 9W LLC. The project would involve 25 acres located on Route 9W, immediately next to Kreitmeyer Road, Hirschberg said. The site is currently vacant and the area is zoned for commercial use. The five proposed warehouse buildings would measure roughly 30 feet tall and be constructed one or two at a time. No tenants have signed on yet, Hirschberg said. Also, the applicant does not know what would be stored in the warehouses, but Hirschberg assured the planning board they would not be toxic or dangerous chemicals. The company was attracted to New Baltimore because it provides access to both the CSX railroad line and the New York State Thruway. The project will require an environmental impact statement under state environmental quality review regulations. It will also require approval from state agencies, including the Department of Transportation and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, due to impact on wetlands, Hirschberg added. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.